Over the course of the full year, we've collected nearly 400 tonnes of either litter or illegally dumped material. So that may be cleanups of maybe larger scale dump sites, or it could be just, you know, the odd bag here and there that's been investigated and needs cleaning up. But it's a large amount of waste, and I suppose one of the messages that we would like to get out there is that, you know, for the public to take responsibility for dealing with their waste in the appropriate manner, to use a waste collection service, you know, to have your general waste bin, your recycling bin, and brown bins will be more part of our lives now, hopefully in 2019 as well, for food waste. To use the services that are available through the recycling centres, which an extensive part is free, and we have six of those dotted all over the county. The free recycling facilities at the 70 plus bring banks for glass and cans, and also to avail of the special collection days that we would have from time to time. In particular, this year we would have had a very successful series of days for mattresses, where we collected over 1,000 mattresses over the course of six locations on 6 days earlier in 2018. We'd also like to thank the local community, because without community groups all over Donegal, you know, we wouldn't be able to do the amount of cleaning up that is taking place. So we would liaise very closely with a lot of local community groups and endeavouring to keep Donegal as clean as tidy. But we just like people to take their own personal responsibility when it comes to their waste, and ideally in 2019 have a lower figure of tonnages collected over the county.
In terms of enforcement, the council issued a number of litter fines, 135 warning letters issued, but also 95 fines issued, 50 of them paid. Is the just over 50% pay rate, is that something you'd like to see improved?
Yes, but it is actually it's more than the national average. So, you know, that percentage is something that's come up over the years, and we're delighted to see it at 50%. But obviously, we'd like to capture more, or have a higher collection rate. But again, we are over the national average at about 40%. It stands at nationally, and there will be reasons where some, you know, cases can't be followed up. It may be the case of it being out of the jurisdiction, just returns from addresses, and issues like that, or some cases may be appealed, you know. So, you know, we would also like to see it increase, but there are reasons why, you know, it's not always possible to get every one single one paid.
But the message going out from the council very much is, we are taking this seriously, we will continue to investigate, and we will continue to take action.
Absolutely, and we do welcome, you know, the numbers of complaints in just show that there is a lot of interest from the public, and people do report instances of illegal dumping, fly tipping, littering to us, and we welcome that, and we would ask people to continue to do that, because that's how we make it socially unacceptable. So when people take the time and effort to report these cases, it sends out a good message out there into the wider domain, and we would continue to encourage people to do that, and we will investigate all of those complaints that we receive and take them very, very seriously.